Good afternoon. It's been a hectic past week and weekend as we kick off our first ever episode of Around the Pitch. My name is Garrett Davies, and today I'll be talking about the latest scores from the latest UEFA Champions League and UEFA Europa League fixtures, along with the La Liga, Premier League, Serie A, Bundesliga, Ligue 1, and the MLS to help keep you track with top-flight soccer. But let's get started with La Liga, as a battle between Elche and Real Betis ended in a heated scoreline of 2-3 last Friday. There was a total of 3 penalties in this game, 2 for Betis and 1 for Elche. One of the penalties was drawn late into stoppage time, as Enzo Rocco had blocked the ball using his hand, causing the referee to draw his second yellow, which sent him off and leads to Willian Jose of Real Betis to seal the game from the penalty spot with a calm and cool finish into the net. This game is my game of the week in La Liga because of how dramatic and crazy it got. Alright, we'll do a quick whip around for the next set of games starting from Saturday to Sunday. We'll start with Espanyol winning at home against Mallorca 2-1. Ferrat Mercury scores for Mallorca, while former Barcelona player Martin Braithwaite scored a brace. Next, we have Cadiz beating Rayo Vallecano 1-0, with Sergi Guardiola scoring to break the tie. Alejandro Catena gets sent off in extra time. Real Madrid holds on to a late winner in a 1-1 showdown against Atletico Madrid. Real Madrid teenager Alvaro Rodriguez scores a late header off a corner kick to help save a point. There was a red card in the game given to Angel Correa, which was given because of an elbow into Real Madrid's Rudiger. Valencia takes on Real Sociedad and defeats Sociedad by 1-0. Sociedad player Igor Zubeldia tried to intercept a cross from Valencia, but mistakenly mishits it as the ball slowly rolls past the Sociedad goalkeeper. It's unfortunate how that went down, because Real Sociedad had majority over the game. Atletico Bilbao took on Girona in a crazy 2-3 game, as Girona defeats Bilbao with a goal-tastic first half, with goals from Alexi Garcia, Oscar De Marcos, and an own goal from Bilbao's Mikel Fesca to help Girona defeat Bilbao. Celta Vigo played against Real Valladolid to a 3-0 scoreline. Gabriel Vega and Harris Seferovic helped Celta Vigo seal the deal in a dominant display against Valladolid. This game, like many, Salim Amala from Real Valladolid was sent up due to the nature of the challenge he made. Almeria played against Barcelona. This game was one which was a huge shock to the Barcelona gratefuls. Barcelona was unable to beat Almeria, as they lose 1-0 to a great finish by Almeria's El Belal Torre. There's once again another 2-3 scoreline. Sevilla played Osasuna in once again another hectic matchup. Goals from David Garcia and Abde Ezalzoui, I apologize if I mispronounce that, like all the names I'm going to be doing today, helped provide the results Osasuna needed to defeat Sevilla. There was an own goal involved with Nemanja Gudelj and Yusuf En-Nesyri. There was an extra time red card given to Sevilla player Fernando, which seemed to be caused out of frustration. Alright, the last game we have here is from Monday. It was Villarreal taking on Getafe, and Villarreal beating them 2-1. Goals from Samu Chukwueze and Jose Luis Morales helped finish the game. Getafe's goal scorer, Enes Unal, scored first in the 9th minute. Now, the table stands as follows. In first place, we have Barcelona with 59 points, Real Madrid in second place with 52 points, Real Sociedad in third place with 43 points. Fourth place, we have Atletico Madrid with 42 points. Top 4 spots all get a place in the Champions League. Fifth place, Real Betis with 40 points, and Real Betis can go to the Europa League. In fifth place, we have Real Betis with 40 points. They get to go to the Europa League since they're in fifth place. In sixth place, we have Rayo Vallecano with 34 points. The sixth position gets to play in the Europa Conference League qualifying rounds. However, Rayo Vallecano is not quite safe. They have Villarreal right behind them in seventh place with also 34 points. Osasuna has 33 points. They're in eighth. In ninth, we have Athletic Bilbao. And in tenth, we have Mallorca. Now, let's talk about the bottom of the table. In 18th place, we have Valencia. In 19th place, we have Getafe. In 20th, Elche. These three teams are in a danger zone, possibly being relegated. Those are all the latest of La Liga. Next, we'll move on to Ligue 1. Let's get started with Friday, as Lille beats Brest 2-1. Goal scorers from Lille are Bofod Dike and Alexandro Ribeiro with the winner. Brest took the lead early on with a Lille own goal from Thiago Diallo, but couldn't contain control of the game. There was a late red card from Brest player Madi Kamara in extra time. Now on Saturday, Angers took on Lyon and lost 3-1. Lyon goal scorers came from Thiago Mendes, Amin Sarr, and Bradley Barcola, with Angers' lone goal coming from Abdallah Sima. Next, Montpellier took on Lens in a 1-1 scoreline, with Lens having dominated the game with nearly double the shots on goal, but were unable to grab a winner. Lens took the lead early with a goal from Angelo Fugini, but that lead was cut in the second half from Montpellier's Vital... I apologize here. Maus. Now, we move on to Sunday, which is jam-packed with games. Lorient took on Auxerre and lost 1-0 to a second-half goal from Rayan Revelason. Lorient dominated the game, but just like Lens in our previous game, they were unable to finish their chances. Next, Ajaccio played Troyes to a 2-1 victory as goal scorers Yusuf Balal converts a penalty in the second half, while Mounain El Idrissi snatches a winner a few minutes after Troy's Mamadou Baoudé grabbed the lead for Troy's in the first half and had himself sent off with a second yellow just a few minutes after receiving a yellow card in the second half. Clermont and Strasbourg both play to a 1-1 tie as Elbasan Rashini scores for Clermont in the second half, with Habib Diallo grabbing the game's first goal in the first half for Strasbourg. Nantes played Stade Rennais and loses 1-0 to a first-half goal by Rennais player Jeremy Doku. Nantes had double the chances against Rennais, but couldn't finish any of it. Stade Rennais played Toulouse and dominated in a 3-0 victory. Goal scorers for Reims are Junior Ito, Marshall Mutetsi, who both scored early in the first half, Yunis Abdelhamid scoring in the second half. AS Monaco played Nice and lost 3-0. The goals were only scored in the first half. Tareem Moffi scored 2, while Kefren Thuram scores late in the first half. Then to wrap up the league on fixtures, we have Marseille taking on Paris Saint-Germain and loses 3-0. There were 2 first-half goals from Lionel Messi and Kylian Mbappe, whilst in the second half, Mbappe would score again to seal the scoreline. This is my game of the week in Ligue 1, mainly because of the rivalry, Le Classique. Alright, let's talk about the tables here. First place, we have PSG with 60 points. Second place, we have Marseille with 52 points. Third place, we have Monaco with 50 points. I do want to say, the first and second place both play in the Champions League. Third place, however, they have to go through a qualifying stage in order to play in the Champions League. Alright, in fourth place, you have Lens with 50 points. Fourth place gets to play in the Europa League. Now, again, the fifth place is Rennes, 46 points. Fifth place gets to play in the Europa Conference League, only by qualifying through the rounds. Sixth place, you have Lille, 44 points. Nice with 41 points. Lorient with 39 points. Lens-Lyon with 38. And Reims with 37. Alright, let's talk about the bottom of the table. In 17th place, we have Ajaccio, 21 points. 18th, Brest, 20. 19th, Troyes with 19, and 20th, Angers with 10. Those are all the latest of Ligue 1. Next, we'll move on to Serie A. There was unfortunately no Friday game, so we'll move on to Saturday's games. Empoli played Napoli and lost 2-0 as they were outnumbered in every statistical way possible. Goal scorers for Napoli are Victor Osimhen in the second half with an own goal from Empoli's Adrian Ismaggi in the first half. Lecce played Sassuolo and lost 1-0 to a goal by Sassuolo in the second half from Christian Thorstvedt. Lecce had a ton of goals but none around target. We move on to Sunday, where Bologna played Inter Milan to a shock 1-0 victory, as Riccardo Orsolini scores in the second half for Bologna. This loss for Inter virtually ended their slim hopes of a title win. This game was even, as both teams had slimmer chances on goal. Salernitana defeats Monza with a strong 3-0 win. Goals from Lassana Koulibaly, Grigoris Castanos, and Antonio Candreva, all of which occurred in the second half. A late second yellow was given to Monza's Giulio Donati late in the second half. Udinese played Spezia to a 2-2 tie. There were 2 goals in the first half, one from both teams. For Udinese, Beto. For Spezia, Mbala and Zola. In the second half, there was also 2 more goals from both teams. Udinese player Roberto Perea took the lead for Udinese, while Mbala Nzola ties it up for Spezia. Next, we have AC Milan taking out Atalanta and defeating Atalanta by 2-0. An own goal by Atalanta's Juan Musso started off the night, with Junior Messias scoring for AC Milan late in the second half. Now we move on to Monday's games. Verona took on Fiorentina and lost 3-0 by goals from Antonin Barak, Arthur Cabral, and Cristiano Baraghi. The game was pretty even, with Fiorentina getting a couple more shots on target. Next, we have Lazio taking on Sampdoria. Lazio defeats Sampdoria by 1-0. Goal from Luis Alberto in the second half. From looking at the stats here, Lazio actually did dominate the game. As of the recording of Around the Pitch, I am unable to give scores on Cremonese against AS Roma and Juventus versus Torino. I do apologize for this. Even if some games aren't completed, I'll talk about the standings for Serie A. In first place, we have Napoli with 65 points. In second place, we have Inter Milan with 47 points. In third place, AC Milan with 47 points as well. Fourth place is Lazio with 45 points. The top 4 spots in the table get to play in the Champions League. Next, we have Roma in fifth place with 44 points. In sixth place, we have Atalanta with 41 points. Fifth and sixth place automatically play in the Europa League. Next, in seventh place, we have Bologna with 35 points. They have to go through a Europa Conference League qualifying stage. In eighth place, we have Juventus with 32 points. In ninth place, we have Torino with 31 points. In tenth place, Udinese with 31 points as well. But let's get to the bottom half of the table. In 18th, we have Hellas Verona, 19th, Sampdoria, and 20th is Cremonese. These clubs are also all in danger of relegating. However, those are all the latest of the Serie A. Next, we move on to the Bundesliga. We'll start the lone game last Friday, being Mainz versus Borussia Mönchengladbach. Mainz defeating Mönchengladbach by 4-0. Goals from Lee Jae-sung, Marcus Ingvartsen, Ludovic Ejiorke, and Nelson Wiper. Mönchengladbach had control of the game, but once they slipped up, Mainz took advantage of it. Next, we move on to Saturday, where the following games played. FC Cologne versus Wolfsburg. Cologne loses to Wolfsburg by 2-0 from goals from Yannick Gerhardt and Maximilian Arnold from the penalty spot. Despite the scoreline, Cologne actually had a lot more shots than Wolfsburg, but couldn't finish their chances. Next, we have Hertha Berlin against FC Augsburg. Hertha Berlin defeats Augsburg by 2-0 from goal scorers Marco Richter and Dodi Lukubakio, all in the second half. Next, we have RB Leipzig against Eintracht Frankfurt. RB Leipzig comes away with a 2-1 victory with goals from Timo Werner, Emil Forsberg, with Frankfurt's goal scorer, Djibril Sow, in the second half. The scoreline may not say this, but Leipzig had full domination of the game. Hoffenheim took on Borussia Dortmund and lost 1-0. A lone goal from Julian Brandt for Borussia Dortmund late into the first half. Dortmund looked like they were all over him, with 25 shots in total, 11 of them being on target. This game honestly could have gone way worse. Next, we have Werder Bremen against VfL Bochum. Bochum got absolutely dominated by Werder Bremen, as they lose 3-0. Goal scorers Niklas Füllkrug, Niklas Schmidt. Those two goals are in the first half, with a goal in the second half coming from Marvin Ducksch. Next, we have Schalke vs. Stuttgart. Schalke defeats Stuttgart 2-1, with goals from Dominik Drexler and Marius Butler. Those two goals are in the first half, with a goal from Stuttgart in the second half coming from Borna Sosa. Stuttgart actually had control of the game, but could not finish any of their chances. The last of the bunch played on Sunday. We'll start with Freiburg against Bayer Leverkusen. This game ended in a 1-1 tie, with goals from Freiburg's Vincenzo Grifo in the first half. In the second half, Bayer Leverkusen player Sardar Azmoun got the game tied up. Bayer Leverkusen had most of the control during the game. Bayern Munich beat Union Berlin with 3-0. Goals from Erik-Maxime Choupo-Moting, Kingsley Coman, and Jamal Musiala, all in the first half, by the way. Bayern Munich had full control of the game, with 20 total shots, 9 being on target. Let's talk about the table here. In first place, you have Bayern Munich with 46 points. Second place, Borussia Dortmund with 46 points as well. In third place, we have Berlin with 43 points. In fourth place, we have RB Leipzig with 42 points. The top four spots get to play in the Champions League. In fifth place, we have SC Freiburg with 41 points. The fifth place team in the table would get to play in the Europa League. Next, we have Eintracht Frankfurt with 38 points. They're in sixth place, which means they get to play in the Europa Conference League qualifying stages. In seventh, we have Wolfsburg. Eighth is Mainz 05. Nine, we have Werder Bremen. And tenth, we have Borussia Mönchengladbach. Now, in the bottom half of the table, we have Hoffenheim in 16th place. The 16th place has to play through a relegation playoff so that they stay in the top flight. In 17th, we have Bochum. In 18th, we have Schalke. Those are all the latest of the Bundesliga. Next, we move on to the English Premier League. We'll begin with the lone game on Friday, being Fulham against Wolverhampton. Fulham and Wolverhampton both played to a 1-1 tie. Fulham goal scorer Manor Solomon, Wolverhampton's goal scorer Pablo Sarabia, got the game going in the first half. In the second half, Fulham player Manor Solomon scored to tie it up. Next, on to the Saturday games, where we had a bunch of them starting from Everton against Aston Villa. Everton losing to Aston Villa by 2-0. Goals from Ollie Watkins from a penalty and Emiliano Buendia, both of which were in the second half. Next up, we have Leeds United playing against Southampton, with Leeds United taking the victory here 1-0. A goal in the second half from Junior Firpo. Southampton had complete domination over the game. Despite the scoreline here, Leeds United had full control of the game. Next, we have Leicester City taking on Arsenal, with Arsenal taking the 1-0 victory. Arsenal's scorer of the game was Gabriel Martinelli. Arsenal did not let Leicester have any chance on goal, with Leicester's shots on goal being 0 and total shots being 1. Next, we have West Ham United taking on Nottingham Forest. West Ham United defeats Nottingham Forest 4-0. 2 goals from Danny Ings, a goal from Declan Rice, and a goal from Mikael Antonio, all of which in the second half. Next up, we have Bournemouth taking on Manchester City. Bournemouth loses to Manchester City with a scoreline of 4-1. Manchester City's goal scorers Julian Alvarez, Erling Haaland, Phil Foden, and Chris Meppen's own goal helped finish off a dominant performance by Manchester City, with Bournemouth player Jefferson Lerma getting a goal late in the second half to end Manchester City's goalkeeper's clean sheet. Next up, we have Crystal Palace taking on Liverpool with a 0-0 scoreline. Liverpool had control of the game, were unable to finish their chances. Now, I don't have the scores for Newcastle against Brighton and Albion because the match had been postponed to play at a later date. But let's move on to Sunday, where a lone game occurred, an unarguably game of the week in the Premier League, in my opinion. Tottenham against Chelsea. Tottenham defeats Chelsea with 2-0 from Oliver Skip and Harry Kane, both of which were in the second half. This game was pretty close, but Tottenham were able to finish their chances. Alright, let's talk about the table here. First place, you have Arsenal with 57 points. In second place, you have Manchester City with 55 points. In third place, we have Manchester United with 49 points. In fourth place, we have Tottenham with 45 points. The top four spots automatically play in the Champions League. In fifth place, we have Newcastle with 41 points. They get to play in the Europa League. In sixth place, Fulham with 39 points. Seventh place, Liverpool with 36 points. Eighth place, Brighton with 35 points. Ninth place, Brentford with also 35 points. In tenth, we have Chelsea with 31 points. Let's talk about the bottom half of the table here. In 17th place, we have Leeds with 22 points. We have 18th, Everton. And in 18th, Everton with 21 points. 19th, Bournemouth with also 21 points. And in 20th, we have Southampton with 18 points. Those are all the latest of the Premier League. Next, we'll move on to the UEFA Europa League. Alright, disclaimer before I start. The games that I'll be listing here are second legs and are knockout round playoffs. The games all occurred on a single day, thus being Thursday. So we'll start with AS Monaco taking on Bayer Leverkusen. Bayer Leverkusen defeating AS Monaco 3-2. However, the aggregate went to 5-5, so they had to go to penalties. Bayer Leverkusen advances threw the penalties, 5-3. Next, I do apologize if I missed his name up. FC Midland against Sporting Lisbon. Sporting Lisbon defeats Midland by 4-0 from goal scorers Sebastian Cotes, Pedro Concaves with 2 goals, and Stefan Gartman. And an own goal by Stefan Gartman. There was an early red card in the first half from Paulo Victor. Sporting Lisbon defeats Midland 5-1 on aggregate. Next up, we have Nantes taking on Juventus, with Juventus defeating Nantes 3-0, with all 3 goals coming from Angel Di Maria. Red card was also in this game, early in the first half, from Nantes player Nicolas Palois. Next up, we have PSV Eindhoven taking on Sevilla, with Eindhoven defeating Sevilla by 2-0. Goals from Luke de Jong and Fabio Silva, with an Eindhoven red card in extra time. Mauro Jr. earned that red card. I would assume it's out of frustration, since Eindhoven lost the game through aggregate 3-2. Union Berlin took on Ajax, and defeats Ajax 3-1. Goals from Robin Crotch from a penalty spot, Joseph Jaronovic, and Danilo Dok, with Ajax's lone goal scorer, Mohamed Kudus, and a red card late into the second half. And a red card in stoppage time. Union Berlin will defeat Ajax from aggregate score 3-1. Next, we have AS Roma taking on RB Leipzig, and defeating Leipzig by 2-0. Roma goal scorers Andrea Belotti and Paulo Dybala helped them advance 2-1 on aggregate. Now let's talk about the game of the week, in my opinion. Manchester United against FC Barcelona. Manchester United defeats Barcelona 2-1. Manchester United goal scorers are Fred and Antony. Barcelona goal scorer Robert Lewandowski scoring a penalty early in the first half. Stade Rennais played against Shakhtar Donetsk and defeats Donetsk 2-1. The goal scorers for Rennais are Carl, Toku, and Kambi, and Ibrahim Salah, with Shakhtar's goal coming from an own goal from Rennais player Januel Belassian. With that own goal, it was tied on aggregate and went to penalties, with Shakhtar winning 5-4. Alright, those are all the latest of the UEFA Europa League. Next, we move on to the UEFA Champions League. I do want to start with a disclaimer again. The games that I'll be listing are all first leg matchups and round of 16s. The games all occurred last week on Tuesday and Wednesday, so we'll start with Tuesday's games first. Eintracht Frankfurt took on Napoli and lost to Napoli 2-0. Napoli's goal scorers Victor Osimhen and Giovanni Di Lorenzo helped defeat Frankfurt. Frankfurt player Randall Colomuani got a red card in the second half. Napoli absolutely dominated Frankfurt here. Next, in my opinion, was game of the week, with Liverpool taking on Real Madrid. Real Madrid absolutely with an outrageous scoreline here, defeating Liverpool 5-2. Real Madrid's goal scorers here are Vinicius Jr. with 2 goals, Eder Militao with 1 goal, with Karim Benzema with 2 goals. Liverpool's goal scorers were Darwin Nunez and Mohamed Salah. Next, we move on to Wednesday's games, as Inter Milan played against FC Porto. Inter Milan defeats Porto with a goal from Romelu Lukaku. FC Porto player Otavio had a red card in the second half. The last game we have here is RB Leipzig taking on Manchester City. This game ended in a 1-1 tie, with a goal apiece coming from Leipzig's Josko Gvardiol and Manchester City's Riyad Mahrez. Those are all the latest of the UEFA Champions League. Next, we move across the pond to the land of the USA and talk about the latest scores from Major League Soccer. The league's 28th new season kicked off last Saturday as Nashville took on New York City FC. Nashville defeats New York City FC with goals from Walker Zimmerman and Jacob Schaffelberg. Next, we have Atlanta United taking on San Jose Earthquakes, with Atlanta United defeating San Jose Earthquakes 2-1. San Jose got the game going from goal scorer Jeremy Abobase, and with Atlanta United goal scorer Thiago Almada scoring 2 very late goals to help defeat San Jose. Charlotte FC played against New England Revolution and lost 1-0 to a late winner from Henry Kessler. DC United took on Toronto FC with a scoreline of 3-2. DC United goal scorers Matheus Klitsch, Christian Benteke, Theodore Cu Di Pietro helped defeat Toronto FC. Toronto FC goal scorers came from a penalty from Federico Bernardeschi and Mark Anthony K. FC Cincinnati took on Houston Dynamo FC, with Cincinnati winning 2-1. Cincinnati goal scorers are Sergio Santos and Obina Nwobodo, with Houston's goal coming from Tate Schmidt. Inter Miami played against Montreal and defeated Montreal 2-0, with Inter Miami's goal scorers Sergei Krotskov and Shander Borgelin. Orlando City took on the New York Rebels, with Orlando City defeating the New York Rebels from a penalty from Facundo Torres. Philadelphia Union took on the Columbus Crew, defeating the Columbus Crew 4-1. Philadelphia's goal scorers Daniel Gazdag had 2 goals, which were both penalties, and Julian Carranza with 2 goals. Columbus Crew's only goal was a Jacob Glesner's own goal. Austin FC took on St. Louis City SC, which in my opinion was game of the week. Austin FC lost to St. Louis 2-3. St. Louis's goal scorers, Tim Parker, Jared Stroud, and Kloss, all helped them defeat Austin FC, with goals from Austin FC being Sebastian Driussi and John Gallagher. Next, we have FC Dallas playing against Minnesota United, with Minnesota United defeating Dallas 1-0. Minnesota's goal scorer being Mender Garcia. Vancouver Whitecaps played against Real Salt Lake, with Vancouver losing to Real Salt Lake 2-1. Real Salt Lake's goal scorers are Justin Glad and Amir Krylock. Vancouver's goal scorer was Jermaine Brown. Now, there was a lone game on Sunday, being Seattle Sounders FC against Colorado Rapids. Seattle Sounders defeats Colorado 4-0 from goal scorers Christian Rodon, Jordan Morris with 2 goals, and Heber. The last game that took place was on Monday. The game was originally postponed due to inclement weather, this game being Portland against Sporting Kansas City. The lone goal coming from Portland, Juan Mosquera, early in the first half. Now, there also was another game that was postponed, thus being LAFC against LA Galaxy. Due to inclement weather, the game was postponed to a later date on July 4th. Alright, that wraps up everything I covered in the global sport. If there's any questions or suggestions for the show, please reach out to me via email at garrett.davies@centenaryuniversity.edu. I hope you all have a fantastic afternoon, and I'll see you again in 2 weeks on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Thanks again, and bye.